Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Mark Krikorian. He's a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues and serves as the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Friend of the show, Mark, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Glad to be here. Good morning.
So there seems to be an uproar. You're seeing a lot of protests over the Trump administration ending this temporary protected status for Salvadorans. There's approximately 200,000 of them that came to this country after an earthquake. And they now have until September 9th of 2019 because they've been renewed. This earthquake hit the country in 2001. Why the uproar over this, but there was no uproar when TPS was ended for 60,000 Haitians in November and 2,500 Nicaraguans?
Well, the first point, Mary, is that not one of these people fled the earthquake. The whole point to TPS is that it's only for people who are lucky enough to be in the United States already as illegal aliens.
Okay.
When a disaster strikes at home. So there's not even a kind of a pretext of, you know, refugee or fleeing something.
Gotcha.
This is exclusively people who basically won the lottery, if you will, by being in the right place at the right time. There was, in fact, some of the usual suspects saying the usual things when Haitian TPS was discontinued, but this is a much larger number, and they've been here a lot longer, and so that's, I think, why you probably had more, outrage or whatever over the decision.
Is there an important point to this system, the idea of having a temporary protected status?
No, I mean, there's a little grain of a point, so that when, for instance, there's some kind of disaster in a country that has a lot of illegal aliens here, it makes perfect sense for ICE to suspend deportations for a while and extend people's, if they're here on visas, but they're expiring, extend the visas for a while, say 6 months. You know, restop the clock for 6 months and then take another look and see what's up. TPS is not that. ICE can do what I described on its own, just anytime it wants to. What TPS is about is work permits. The whole point is to get people legal jobs so that they can put down deeper roots, and basically it becomes all but impossible to send them home once the so-called temporary disaster is over. These people, these Central Americans, have had this so-called temporary status for 17 years now. How temporary is, even for the federal government, how temporary is 17 years?
I want to ask you and shift gears and talk about the budget. It looks like DACA, or granting some sort of amnesty to DACA recipients, is the thing that Democrats definitely want as a part of this budget deal. There's a bipartisan meeting taking place today at the White House about all of this. They're trying to establish basically what is the road ahead. Some Democrats are arguing the president is not entitled in any way to getting a wall as a concession here. Where do you see the status of the immigration debate, and do you think the president should be going for a whole lot more than just a wall?
Well, as far as the government funding issue, I just don't see how the Democrats are actually going to force a government shutdown over amnesty for illegal immigrants. It just seems really implausible. They have about a week and a half left before the current funding bill expires, and the idea that they're going to be able to put something together, pass both houses on immigration, and get the president to sign it just is not realistic, quite frankly. And if the Democrats want to say we'll shut the government down over amnesty for illegal immigrants, I'd say, you know, knock yourself out. As far as what the president is asking for, I think it's true that a wall, whatever that might mean today, is definitely not adequate damage control if you're going to amnesty 700,000 DACAs, let alone many more people if you pass the DREAM Act. But the president has been pretty clear that he's insisting on ending chain migration also.
Right.
So that if this amnesty happens, all these people wouldn't be able to sponsor all their relatives and have chain migration, you know, down the road. So, it seems that the president so far is holding firm to his demands, and it's not just funding for the wall, it's the other, what I would consider more important things as well.
Right, but this notion, listen, I just want to focus on the wall for just a moment because it drives me crazy, and I don't know if you've ever been able to sort of wrap your mind around an answer here, but why are Democrats so opposed particularly to a wall? Why is a physical barrier something that is so offensive to Democrats that is considered a non-starter?
Good question, especially since a lot of them voted for it 10 years ago or 11 years ago when the Secure Fence Act passed. I think what it is that the wall, you know, it's become Trumpified. I mean, Trump made the wall his thing. And so the people who are really, I mean, I can't think of any other word other than deranged by Trump, have associated the wall with him. And so if they give him anything that he can call a wall, they will see him, they will see themselves as having given him a win. He'll be able to say, look, the Democrats caved and gave me my wall. Quite frankly, if the president said it's a good idea to shower daily, a lot of his never-Trump and resistance people would say, well, I'm not showering anymore.
Well, I think a lot of them have already attempted that.
Well,
okay,
maybe. That's true.
Mark, let me ask you this idea of, you know, I agree with you. I don't think the Democrats are going to shut down the government over immigration. So is there a chance that we could see an immigration bill standing alone, separate from any kind of budget or spending bill?
It's certainly possible, and it seems, I think that's the way you ought to do it, just because this idea of tacking everything onto funding bills is just bad lawmaking. But, you know, I've become increasingly skeptical of this. I wrote a piece for National Review on this, and I'm not sure that whatever the minimum is that the president would be willing to accept, I think that's probably more than any Democrat would be willing to vote for. Basically, what the Democrats are saying, this is in the House and the Senate, is that they want amnesty for not just the DACA people, but for many times more than that, under what's called the DREAM Act, which is a much bigger thing. And all they'll give in exchange is some symbolic and ineffectual measures on the border. That's it. And that's just not enough. The president is not going to accept that. So odds are pretty good there just isn't going to be any deal. And starting in March, people's DACA work permits will start expiring.
Mark, do you mind if I hold you over? I want to ask you some more questions here about Jeff Flake and what he's saying about this conversation that they're having today at the White House. It's really kind of incredible stuff that I don't think makes any sense, but I want to get a sanity check with you. All right, Congress is trying to work out a deal right now on DACA. There's a meeting at the White House today, a bipartisan one, to establish both how they keep DACA recipients in the country, grant them some sort of amnesty, work out whether or not that includes giving them citizenship, and in addition, getting the things the president wants, an end to chain migration, an end to the diversity visa lottery, border security to include a wall, all of these things on the wish lists. We're not sure quite yet what the White House is going to accomplish today during that conversation, but we're talking to Mark Krikorian right now, who's an expert on all of this. And Mark, I see that Jeff Flake has told CNN he's prepared to tell the president of the United States today that the DACA deal cannot include a, quote, whole host of immigration policy changes, but instead has to be narrowly focused if Republicans want to succeed. This is not a comprehensive reform bill, Flake said. We can't do one before March. My question is, if they pass some sort of clean DACA bill with nothing else in it other than, say, a DREAM Act, doesn't the president then lose all of the leverage that he can get to fix the immigration system?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. I don't even call it calling it a clean bill is a propaganda term anyway. I call it a naked bill or a no strings attached amnesty. But there's an important point here that people are being confused about. The way Senator Flake is talking about it, it's as though this is a matter of horse trading. Democrats want one thing, the president wants something else, let's make a deal. You know, and that's often the way laws are made. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's not what's happening here. This really is a targeted measure, because if you amnesty, say, 700,000 DACAs, like every amnesty, that will draw future illegal immigration, and it will have downstream chain migration consequences in a few years as people start sponsoring their relatives. So you need to have damage control for those two things. That's what the enforcement's about. That's what ending chain migration is about. In other words, it's all one piece. It's one thing. It's not some Christmas tree where the president is saying, okay, well, let's add this and that and the other thing. It's one targeted thing. Fix the situation of the DACAs, but make sure that the consequences of that amnesty are limited as much as possible.
Is it not in the president's best interest to just let this go? Just not even deal with it. This is something that President Obama literally just made up. It's not a law. And just let it expire. And just don't even deal with it, and we're done.
I mean, that's entirely possible what's going to happen. The president has said he's, open to amnestying, properly, legally amnestying these people that Obama illegally amnestied. And, you know, there's a case to make for it. They did come before age 16. Some of them, you know, came on their own, but a lot of them did come as little kids. And these are the ones that actually came forward. You know, the program was illegal, but they were, you know, just taking up Obama on his offer. What do they know? And so I think there's a case to make, a prudential case for mercy in their instance. It's not like they're owed anything, even though a lot of their activists say that, you know, they deserve it. They don't deserve it, but it makes sense to try to do this. But it seems that Democrats are not all that interested in fixing this specific problem. They kind of want to demagogue this issue, and I think they'd be more than happy for nothing to happen so that they can make a big deal of it in the election, although I'm not really sure it's going to make much difference in a 2018 election. How central an issue is this, really, for voters?
Immigration, pro-immigration activists, pro-illegal immigration activists specifically, how are they reacting to all this, and what are they holding over the Democratic Party's head? We all remember those images of Nancy Pelosi being surrounded by Dreamers last year who were yelling at her that this is our country, and upset with her that she had not yet passed a Dream Act. What would be the worst outcome for Democrats here?
I think the worst outcome for Democrats, honestly, would be for them to approve something that Trump can call a wall. Because if he can go around and say, look, you know, they caved, they gave me my wall, I think some of the Democratic leadership could be literally in physical danger because of the madness of much of their base. I mean, they've already shot up baseball game, a congressional baseball game in Alexandria, already shot up the Family Research Council. And, you know, it's entirely possible. I mean, I think, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are probably considering the potential violence, literally violence, that could be directed against them if they gave Trump his wall.
That is a scary thought. If that's your base, it may be time to reconsider your platform.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark Krikorian, really appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Thank you.
Good to have you.